சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 34 வெர்ஸ் 39. இச்சாதி ராகாதி சுகாதி தர்மிகாஹ சதா திய சம்ஸ்ருதி ஹேதவ பரே யஸ்மாத் ப்ரஸுப்தௌ தத்பாவதஃ பரஹ சுகஸ்வரூபேண விபாவ்யதே ஹினஹ From 24th shloka onwards, Lord Rama talking about the Mahavakya up to 42, Mahavakya Vichara, Saktomasi Mahavakya Vichara he is doing. In this shloka, Lord Rama says, அன்வய வியதிரேக ஹவு திஸ் ஆத்மா அண்ட் அனாத்மா அத்யாச டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ். ஹேவிங் செட் வாட் இஸ் அத்யாச இன் ப்ரீவியஸ் டூ ஸ்லோகாஸ், ஹேவிங் செட் வாட் இஸ் அத்யாச ஆர் சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன், நவ் ஹீ இஸ் டெல்லிங் ஹவு தட் அத்யாச ஹேப்பன்ஸ் in one's life. By giving Rajju Sarpa Drishtanta Adhyasa, he has explained. Seeing the rope as a snake is called Adhyasa. Seeing one thing as other is called Adhyasa. Similarly, taking this Anatma Atma Adhyasa in superimposing the attributes of anatma body mind complex upon the atma which is attributeless, propertyless, all attributes of the mind and body we superimpose upon the atma, this is called adhyasah. How this we understand, how we are superimposing, Rajju Sarpa easily we understand, snake and rope, how we are superimposing. I told you in the last class, in Rajju Sarpa Drishtanta, we have, in Manda Andhakara, Samanya Jnanam is there. There is something is samanya jnana, general knowledge. GK or paper is there, no? General knowledge. When we were studying in schools, GK is a paper, general knowledge. Here, samanya jnanam, something is there. There is something. That is samanya jnanam. But, because of the semi-darkness, the specific knowledge, the vishesha jnanam, that is rope, there is samanya jnanam. There is a rope is vishesha jnanam. So this is right knowledge. Seeing the rope as rope is right knowledge. There is a rope. Rope is specific knowledge. There is a samanya jnanam, general knowledge. Clear? When it is semi-darkness, what is covered is vishesha jnanam. Rajju, rope is covered. because of semi-darkness. What is covered? Vishesha Jnana Rajju is covered. I see there something. Something is there. Samanya Jnanam is there. But I do not know it is a rope. Why? It is veiled. It is covered. So, Vishesha Ajnana Rupa Samanya Jnanam. This is the first step of Adhyasa. Vishesha Ajnanam, because that Vishesha is covered. Once it is covered, veiled, I superimpose something else. Anrita Vishesha Jnanam. What is that? Sarpa. Instead of rope, I see the snake. In the place of rope, I see the snake. What I say? Snake is. There is snake. There is common, samanya, for Rajju and Sarpa. But the Sarpa I superimpose, it is called Vikshepaha. Vikshepa. So, because of avarana of Rajju, I superimpose the snake. Wrong Vishesha Jnanam. Wrong Vishesha Jnanam. Is it there really? It's not there. I take the rope as a snake. So, Samanya Jnanam is there, but Vishesha Jnanam is not there. Because of that, I want to run away. I am afraid of. This is Drishtanta. Drishtanta upon Brahman, in the Rajju place, that is Drishtanta. Drishtanta means example. Drishtanta means original. So now you see the Drishtanta original. Why we have to study about this example? To know something else. I am not interested in this rope snake knowledge. Purpose is what? Brahmani jagat adhyasyatena. Jagat means nama, rupa, prapancha. There is common. There is a man. There is a woman. There is a person. There is common. What is that we do not know? Vishesha Ajnanam. Samanya Jnanam is there. General knowledge is there. Once you talk about that is, this is, that is, you say so and so. After that is, this is, whatever you say, so and so, that belongs to Maya. That is Anatma. That Anatma you superimpose upon this Brahman. There is Brahman. Instead of saying that, what we say? There is a house. There is a man. There is a woman. That is third person level. Now come to the first person. First person means who? Not who is standing in the queue first. Is not first person. First person means I. Now when I say I am Brahman, instead of saying I am Brahman, I am is Samanya Jnanam, Brahman is Vishesha Jnanam. I am is Samanya Jnanam, Brahman is Vishesha Jnanam. Specific knowledge. What should we say? I am Brahman. What should I entertain the thought? I am Brahman. I am Brahman. That thought I should entertain. There is rope. There is rope. But instead of rope, what we are doing? There is snake. There is snake. Like that here also, I am Brahman. But in the Brahman place, another Vishesha Jnanam we are putting. This Vishesha Jnanam we do not know. Nobody knows. I am, everyone says. Then after I am, instead of Brahman, what do? I am a wife, I am a father, I am a mother, I am a brother. Like this we superimpose upon Brahman. So Brahman Vishesha Jnanam, we delete because of Ajnana, we superimpose wifehood, husbandhood, daughter-in-lawhood, daughterhood, what not, brother-in-lawhood, tatahood, ellahood, all we superimpose upon Brahman. There semi-darkness. Here what darkness? Ajnanam. Atma Ajnanam. Brahma Ajnanam. Instead of saying I am Brahman, every one of us say what? I am a resident of so and so locality. I am a localized person. I belong to so and so. They belong to me. Like this I start doing interaction. Next, what happens? Because of not seeing the rope as rope and superimposing the snake upon that, I am afraid of. I am running away. I am shivering. I am shouting. Here also, here also, instead of claiming I am Brahman, fearless, deathless, diseaseless, old ageless, sorrow-free Brahman, I am, instead of claiming, I am claiming myself as body, mind, which has got old age, birth, death, disease, all I am superimposing upon me, the Brahman. Therefore, what I say? I am born. What I say? I am born so and so date, tomorrow is my birthday. I am born means I am is belongs to Samanya Amsha, belong to Brahman. That is why when you say I am, when she says I am, when he says I am, when I say I am, in the Samanya Jnanam there is no difference. In your I am, when my I am, is any difference? No difference. But when you add after I am anything, they are all different, different. I am a woman. I am a man. I am a father. I am a mother. I am a daughter. So I am is Samanyam. What I am is Vishesham. Instead of saying I am Brahman, I am taking myself as that role, as real. And rolling with the roles. This is the problem. This is called Ichchadi Ragadi Sukhadi Dharmikaha. Ichcha, Raga, Dvesha, Sukha, Dukha, all belong to the mind. Antakaranam. I superimpose upon Sadha, Sada. All the time I superimpose Dhyaha. I told you, primary ahankara, the secondary adhyasa. Primary adhyasa, secondary adhyasa. So first this ahankara comes. I am this body mind complex is first adhyasa, primary adhyasa. Then secondary adhyasa, what? I have this problem, I have that problem. Then all this called mamakara. Secondary adhyasa, which belongs to me. And I take it as real. In the mathematics, when they do some sums, one step by step they do. And the step, one by one step, you go on doing at the last end of the page or next page only answer comes. The mathematics teacher, he sees all the steps. First answer he sees. Answer correct. Some step have gone wrong. Suppose first step itself is wrong. Other step is also wrong. Next step, wrong. Next step, wrong. Answer, wrong. Once I miss I am Brahman, then what? I am a brother, I am a wife, I am a husband, I am so and so. I am located in so and so place. All these wrong, wrong answers. Appa ella podar Brahman. Paramatma put into, for all your designations, Paramatma put what? Into mark, not tick mark. How many marks you get? Zero. Jnani says what? I am Brahman. First step. Tick mark. Then I am playing a husband role. Tick mark. I am playing a father role. Tick mark. Like this you go on. First I am Brahman. First step is right. Then what are all roles I am playing? They are all unreal, played by me. Then lastly what? Aham Brahma Asmi 100 marks. Instead of 100, how many we are getting now? 0. Ajnani gets 0 mark. Paramatma gives 100 marks for a Jnani. That is what he says. Sada dhiyaha samsruti hetavaha. I have got birth, I have death, I have disease. And because of this fear also, mamakara, my relations, if they have disease, problem. They have old age, problem. They have any other problem, I have problem. Like that it goes. Samsruti hetavaha. Because I superimpose all attributes, limitations of this body, mind complex. I think I have birth, death, all problems. Samsruti means samsara hetu. This is called samsara. Now how do I know the samsara is not there? Shastra says the samsara is mithya, kalpitam. You are superimposing. There is no snake at all. You are superimposing because of your ajnana, manda andhakara, you are seeing the snake. Therefore put light. Then you see the rope as rope. Like that here also Shastra says, you are superimposing upon Brahman because of Atma Jnana. They are not belong to you, Brahman, really. If you want, I will give you one example. When you go to sleep, in deep sleep, do you have this feeling of birth, I have death, I have old age, I have disease? Do you have all these in your deep sleep? You have any pain in deep sleep? Do you have any pain? No. Where they have gone? These pains, sorrows, connected to this body, connected to my family members, insecurity, fear, old age fear, death fear, where they have gone? When you are in sleep, if they are really belong to you, that old age, death, fear and all, they must be there also. In deep sleep also. But they are not there. That is why they are superimposed. They are not really there. They are only superimposed. When you wake up only, they are belong to antahkaranam. That is what third and fourth lines see. First two lines are anvaya. Then second two lines are vetireka. Yat sattve, yat sattvam. Co-presence, yat sattve, yat sattvam. When you superimpose the attributes all upon you, I am old, I am suffering, I am enjoying, that I am, kapram, you are superimposing all the body mind attributes upon you, this is called anvaya. Anvaya means what? You are superimposing co-presence. Presence of properties. Presence of attributes. Presence of insecurity, fear, bhayam, everything. This is called co-presence. When you go to sleep, these are all not real. They are only superimposed. Why I am able to say boldly? He says, yasma sushuptau tadabhavataha. Yasmat, because they are not there, sushuptau. In deep sleep they are not there. Abhavataha means what? Absence. Absence. Vetireka narsam. Ichhadi, ragadi, sukhadi, dharmikaha, sushuptau, nasanti. In deep sleep there are no attributes like desire, hatred, or any sort of pleasure or pain, nothing is there. You don't remember even body. You don't remember your name. You don't remember your son, daughter, mother, father. You don't remember anything. Sushuptau abhavataha. That is why they are not real. If they are real, they must be there also. But they are not there. 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, once you wake up, manaha sattve dukkha sattvam, manaha abhave dukkha abhavaha, tasmat manaha eva dukkhasya karanam. Once you wake up, jagrat avasthayam, antakkarana has spoken up. Jagrat, svapne, your antakkarana is active or partially active in dream, that time you have feeling of insecurity, bhayam, anxiety, tension, ore tension, palpitation. That is why in sleep, deep sleep, the diseased person, healthy person, rich person, poor person, with all problems, everyone's sleep is same. That is, means what? Your antakarana alone projecting all this. Mind alone projecting. You see the line? Yasmat prasuktau, in deep sleep, the sleeper, in sleeper, they are not there. Abhavataha. Tad abhavataha means first line. Icha, sukha, dukha, raga, dvesha, all are not abhavataha, not there. No, Swamini, in sleep also I am experiencing. None of us say like that. And I slept well also. This is our experience, everyone's experience. You want a proof for that? No proof. You are the proof for yourself. Naha, for all of us, sukhaswarupena vibhavyate. Naha means for all of us, paraha, param brahma, atmaswarupam, sukhaswarupena. I enjoy the sleep. Sukhaswarupena means as sukhaswarupam. I am happy because of what? Tell me now. In sleep, you are happy because of what? Patrimandram. Okay. I am very happy. I slept well. Sukham asvapsam. I enjoyed my sleep. I am asking because of what? So because of sleep, Swamini, you don't know you are sleeping also. Suppose you say, because of sleep I am enjoying. At that time when you are sleeping, you don't know that you are sleeping. I am enjoying because of sleep. Do you know that? When you are sleeping? Then because of what you are happy, tell me. That is called swarupa sukham. Sukha swarupena. Vibhavyate, evident. For every one of us it is evident. Sukhaswarupena vibhavyate. After 4 hours we are going to sleep again. In our sukhaswarupam we are going. Therefore, when you wake up only they are coming. This is called anvaya vitireka. Jagrat sattve samsara sattvam. Svapna sattve samsara sattvam. Jagrat svapna abhave samsara abhavaha. When you are waking, when you are in dream, there is dukkha, even dreams also. All ketta kanam, bad dreams are coming. Jagrat sattve means waking state. Svapna sattve in dream state. Samsara sattvam, dukkham is there. Insecurity is there. Water problem, electricity problem, gas problem. So many problems. Jagrat sattve dukkha sattvam, svapna sattve dukkha sattvam. Jagrat svapna abhave sushuptau. When there is no waking state, when there is no dream state, when I am deep sleep state, svapna jagrat abhave sushuptau dukkha abhavaha. And the ambulance is anandam or dukkham. For listening person also it is dukkham. The one who is going in ambulance also dukkham. Correct? Parangu. Ambulance sattve dukkha sattvam. When you are in deep sleep, even sometimes dream also ambulance comes. Dukkham. In deep sleep, no ambulance, no dukkha. That's why some people afraid of even ambulance sound. So every second is a threat for Ajnani. So therefore, Jagrat Avastha is a conditioned. Swapna Avastha is a conditional. Sushupti Avastha is also conditional, but you recognize there I am in my Sukha Swarupam. That Swarupam is my real Swarupam. Even Jagrat Swapna is a temporary experience because of identity with the body, mind, complex. When you are in waking state also, if you disidentify with the body, if you don't give reality to this body, there is no dukkham. So, antakkarana sattve, manas sattve, dukkha sattvam. So, what to do, Swami? Shall I destroy my mind? You need not destroy. That belongs to lower order of reality. You, the Brahman, belongs to higher order of reality. In waking state also, they belong to the body mind complex. They are not sukha, icha, raga, desha, are not belong to me, the Atman. Therefore, I am Brahman. Is the right answer. 100 marks. I am body out. I am mind out. But use the body, use the mind, but never give reality to the role. It is like a movie. Waking state is like a movie. Dream state also like a movie. Sleep state is switched off. Movie is switched off. When you are seeing the movie, remember you are seeing the movie. That's all. Dream also, I don't remember something. After waking, dream is also unreal and theriyum. Waking state also unreal. That is what? Sukhaswarupena vibhagyate hinaha. He means indeed. Is there any doubt for any one of you? Aham sukham asvasu. I slept well. I don't know anything. Yes? He means indeed, certainly. There is no doubt at all for any one of us regarding this. Therefore, Jagrat Swapna Avastha is a temporary Avastha. It is not my real nature. I, the Brahman upon me, the Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Sushupti Avastha are coming and going. If they are real, they would have been there in sleep also. Since they are not there, what? Manas. And related to mind, that sukha, dukkha, raga, dvesha, they are not there. They are not real. Otherwise, we would have suffered in dream, sleep also. We would have experienced our suffering in the sleep also. Water problem also, electricity problem also, health problem also, we would have remembered in sleep. Where they have gone? They belong to the body. Since you remember the body, they belong to the body. You identify with the body, therefore you have that anxiety about health, which belongs to the body. This is called adhyasa. I am plus body-mind complex superimposed. I am Brahman. That is the right knowledge. I am husband is wrong knowledge. I am Brahman playing a husband role. I am playing a role, but who am I really? Atma, the self, Brahman, consciousness. For the 2 more slokas he is going to explain nicely. Same idea he is bringing, we'll see. This is called Anvaya Vitireka logic. It's a logic. Nyaya, Anvaya Vitirekan Nyaya, Yat Sattve Yat Sattvam, யதபாவே யதபாவஹா தத் தஸ்ய காரணம். மனஸ்தத்வே சம்சார சத்வம், தேக அபிமான சத்வே சம்சார சத்வம், மன அபிமான சத்வே கிரக அபிமான சத்வே சம்சார சத்வம். மன கிரக சம்சார மன கிரக அபிமான அபாவே சம்சார அபாவஹ. There is no samsara at all. Abhimanaha eva samsarasya karanam. Abhimana means what? Identity, ownership, oneness with body. Vo tadatmam, vo tadatmam. And body ka how much we are doing? Lot of fun care, nail care, tooth care, hair care, skin care. So many care, eyebrow care, eyelashes care. Wonder and so many beauty parlors are increasing day by day. Abhimana is increasing. Hair abhimana, celebrate hair abhimana. Some people have nail abhimana. Abhimana means what? Identity. That is the cause. Kuncha wrinkles, white hair comes, you see the suffering. Kuncha white hair. Little bit too white hair is suddenly, my God, that person, not white hair, even black hair, hair falling. Hair falling, people worry so much for hair falling. Already body is anatma, that body is having hair is what? Why so much tadatmyam for our hair? How many shampoos are coming? How many hairstyles are coming? Already you are having wrong notion, erroneous perception upon yourself. And mamakara upon hair. Kesha mamakara. Kesha mamakara. Okay. Next shloka number 40. Shloka number 40.
Anadhyavidyodbhavabuddhivimbitah. ஜீவ பிரகாஷோயமிதீர்யதே சிதஹ. ஆத்மாபிய சாக்ஷிதயா ப்ருதக் ஸ்திதஹ. புத்தா பரிச்சின்ன பரஸ்ஸ ஏவ ஹி.
Very highly involved technical verses. Now further he continues, this abhimana, this adhyasa leads to abhimana, abhimana leads to samsara. All these will go away if you understand the mechanism. Who am I? Who am I? Non yar. I am so and so. What you are telling is not true. What you are telling, I am so and so, that is not true. What is true? I am Brahman is the truth. But I am mistaking myself. I miss and take what? I miss that I am Brahman and take I am a householder. I am a father. I am a brother. This is called missing Brahman status, taking brother status, house state, householder status, husband status. This is called mistake. What do you mean by mistake? Missing the truth, taking the false. This is called mistake. I have mistaken the rope as snake. Therefore, it is called mistake. 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 Missing the rope. Once I miss the rope, what I do? What shall I do? What shall I do? I take the rope as snake. I miss the rope. I take the rope as snake. This is called a mistake. Mistake is always what? I miss the truth. I take something else. That is called mistake. That is called mistake. Once you go to somebody's house on dining table, they keep lot of fruits. What are fruits? They are not real fruits. Wax fruits. They are always like that only. They are never dry. Suddenly you see that fruits, they appear real. I mistake. And I go near to pluck. After going near only, I come to know it is a wax fruit. Even Dasara Kolu also they keep lot of fruits, all vegetables, carrot, vendakkai, every vegetable, every fruit, all are wax. But you go near, you come to know that it is not original. It is a duplicate, not original. Then what I do? Mistake. Disappoint. I feel hungry. I want to eat. But I go near. But I see it is not real. It's called mistake. We commit that so many times. Similarly here also we commit that. That's what Rama says. This is because of avidya. Anadi avidya. This mistake is happening from not yesterday. From janmas. Anadi, beginningless time onwards we are committing mistake. Not only in this janma. Previous janma, previous janma, previous janma. Anadi. Avidya means ignorance. Avidya means here maya. Avidya means ignorance. Ignorance is known as here avidya maya. When it is there, avidya maya, anadi, beginningless time. It is anadi, from beginningless time, this maya is there. What does this maya do? Anadya vidya udbhavaha buddhi bimbitaha. Udbhavaha means, it's highly technical, I present, give the gist, then you can understand easily. The gist I give, then you can get the clarity. Now, Lord Rama wants to say, you the person, you say, I am a person, I have birth, I am born, I am old, I am diseased, I am healthy. These are all you are uttering these statements, you are taking yourself as body. Body is born. You are not born. Body has got disease. You don't have disease. Body has got old age. You don't have old age. Body has got death. You do not have death at all. Since you have mistaken yourself as a body, you are saying that I have death, I have birth, I have old age. This is called mistake. Body attributes I am superimposing upon myself. My body is old. This is right knowledge. I am old is wrong knowledge. Why this happens? Na, mechanism is here. Atma Chaitanyam, Brahma Chaitanyam is all pervading. Atma or Brahma Chaitanyam, the consciousness is all pervading. When it is all pervading, it is pervading in this body also. Before going to give the original body, Atma, all these things, I want to give an example. That example, Rama is going to give later. One example. Before that, I want to give one example in Panchadashi. Vidyaranya gives that example. Now you see there is a pot. Here is a pot. Yes? All of you are seeing pot? Here is a pot. Is there space in the pot? Is there space in the pot? Yes. Pot space is there. Pot is called ghata. Pot space is called ghata akasha. How do you know pot space is there? If I pour water, it holds. Therefore, you know there is a space. I put my finger. If without space, how can I put my finger? So there is space. This space is called ghatakasha. Once I pour water and I put outside or I put below the tube light, that tube light you can see in the water. Yes or no? Can you see your tube light or not in the water? And if you take outside, it stars also you can see. Stars also you can see. In daytime if you take outside, you can see the moon. Sun you can see. Night means moon you can see on moonlight day. You can see. The space plus stars, moon or sun you see along with the space. Already in ghata there is a space. In water again another space is reflecting. See, that is called jalakasha. Jala akasha. But how many akashas are there in this? Two akashas are there. Two spaces. One is pot space, already is there. Already it is there. After pouring water, the space is reflecting. How do you know space is reflecting? Because I am seeing the stars, suppose, reflecting in the water. That means the space is also reflecting. Stars are reflecting. So space is there in jala, reflecting space is there. Ghata akasha and jala akasha. Ghata akasha and jala akasha, pot space and that reflecting space in the water. That reflecting space in the water, if I move this pot, that reflecting space also moves. Isn't it? That also moves. Suppose you look at your face in the mirror. You move the mirror. Your face also moves along with the mirror. Yes? Original space is here. Reflected space is there in the mirror. And reflected space moves because reflecting medium is moving. Understand an artha. Like that, space is all pervading. All pervading space alone is there in the pot. All pervading space alone reflecting in the water also. Now between these two spaces, pot space and water reflecting space, which one is permanent? Between these two spaces. As long as water is there, water reflecting space will be there. If I throw water, that reflecting space will go away. But pot space, it will also go away. It won't go. Are you getting the point? Which one is real? Pot space is real, but water reflecting space is temporary. Clear? So, pot space, water reflecting space. Between these two, one is satyam, another one is mithya, temporary. It is nityam, pot space. Even water space goes away, once water medium goes, pot space continues. Now come to dashtanta. Dashtanta is all pervading space. There in all pervading space in drishtanta, example, what is original? Atma, Chaitanyam, Brahma, all pervading consciousness, Brahma Chaitanyam, since it is all pervading, body like pot, pot like body like pot in there, pot like body has come. Chaitanyam is there available. That is called Kutastha Chaitanyam. Original consciousness. Okay? Original consciousness, Kutastha Chaitanyam. This all pervading consciousness which is available in this body, it reflects in the mind. Mind is like a water. Water has got a reflecting capacity. Similarly, our mind has got a reflecting capacity of consciousness. Water has got capacity of reflecting space. Mind has got reflecting capacity of Brahma Chaitanyam. That is called Jivaha. That reflecting Chaitanyam in the mind, Antahkaranam, is called Jivaha, reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness is formed in the mind, which mind is there in the body. Clear? Buddhi bimbitaha. Buddhi means antahkaranam. We may get it out. Anywhere it can reflect, no? Bimba chaitanyam, atma chaitanyam is everywhere. Why can't it reflect on the blackboard? Why can't it reflect on the wall? Why can't your face reflect everywhere? Only in mirror why your face reflects. Svachata, like staticam. Everywhere reflection won't form. Wherever there is svachata, shuddhata, there only reflection can be formed. Water is clear, that's why reflection is formed. Similarly, mind is sattvam. It's a very pure, refined matter. It has got a capacity of grasping the chit and reflect the chit, chidabhasa. It, abhasa means what? Reflection. Prakashaha. Reflection is formed in a mind, refined matter. Kutastha Chaitanyam is there already. All over the body, inside. In that Kutastha Chaitanyam, water-like mind, in that mind, all-pervading Chaitanyam reflects in the mind, my own mind. Buddhi is a medium. In that all-pervading Chaitanyam reflects. Then what comes? Ahankara. That Chidabhasa is called Jivaha, Ahankaraha. That Chidabhasa or Ahankara is called Jivaha. Now look into the shloka. Which one is real? This Chidabhasa, which is formed in the mind, is real, or already pervading consciousness, which is available before the mind reflecting the consciousness, already original consciousness is already there. That is real Kutastha Chaitanyam. Manas Pratibimbita Jiva Chaitanyam, that is called Jivaha. Manas Pratibimbita Antahkarana Pratibimbita Chaitanyam is called Jivaha. Kutastha Chaitanyam is Adhara Chaitanyam. Adhara Chaitanyam, that is the substratum. To form the reflection of the space in the water, there must be, what is Adhara Akasha? Adhara Akasha is Ghata Akasha. Ghata Akasha virindana Jala Akasham can be formed. Without that, how can it is formed? Therefore, Kutastha Chaitanyam, Adikulla Chidabhasaha. That is a jivanartham. Then this sukshma sarira travels. Siddhabhasa jiva also travels. Just as I carry the pot, the reflection also moves. Adimadri, after leaving this body, the sukshma sarira travels, the jiva travels. Siddhabhasa or ahankara travels. Traveling one is real, or non-traveling one is real. Medium is there, as long as medium is there, travel will be there. Once medium is not there, no travel of this reflection. Your original face, as long as original face is there, reflected face is there. As long as reflecting medium is there, reflected face is there. Now, and the reflected face moves, when? As long as the reflecting medium moves. Isn't it? Reflecting medium moves, reflected face also moves. When the reflected face goes away? When the mirror goes away? When the mirror is gone, reflected face also goes away. Original face also goes away. Appa. Original face appadiya irukum. Original face unna. Reflected face is temporary. Depending upon reflecting medium. Original face is not depending upon either reflection or reflecting medium. So you want to claim a reflecting medium or reflection face, reflected face or original face? Original face. Example nanna sonnale. Similarly, I the consciousness Brahma Chaitanyam am original. I the Brahma Chaitanyam reflect in the mind medium. That is called Ahankara, that is called Chidabhasa. That alone is playing the husband role, wife role, mother role, daughter role, yella role, and rolling also, janmas to janmas. So you want to claim that traveling jiva, or you want, that is reflection. That is reflection. You want to own up this original consciousness. Tell me now. That is, reflection, jiva is formed because of reflection. Reflection is permanent or real, permanent, real or unreal, impermanent. Unreal, impermanent. So jiva is also impermanent, unreal. And the jiva reflection to form, there must be some original. Who is that original? Brahma Chaitanya. Who is that Brahma Chaitanya? I am. Do I have birth now? The reflection medium and the reflecting Chidabhasa, Ahankara, Jiva, we are taking ourselves as real and taking myself, that mind alone doing that. I am body, I have death, I have disease. Hey, you are not the body, it is a reflection. The mind who is saying, Ahankara is telling. That is Pratibimba Chaitanyam. Ahankara is formed. Therefore, when you say, I am, if you say Brahman, you are a Jnani. If you say, I am a wife. Wife and Chunnane, wife would permanent or temporary? I am a man, permanent or temporary? Temporary. I am a woman, permanent or temporary? I am a brother. All whatever you add to I am, all are temporary. Whatever you add to I am, all are temporary, anatma, anityam, asatyam, anrutam, nitya. Do you want to claim that? This I am is Adhara Chaitanyam. So when I add something to I am, it is Abhasa Chaitanyam. Abhasam is a reflection, unreal, nitya. It is not satyam. I take that Abhasa Ahankara Chaitanyam, Ahankara is real, and I say, I am a wife, I am a husband, ego, raga, dresha, kama, krodha, all are forming here in the reflection jiva. Therefore, buddhi bimbitaha jivaha iti ucchate. That is my reflection. That is not my original nature. I am original. Whatever I add to I am is not me. Now look into the shloka. You have got it? Kutastha Chaitanyam, Adhara Chaitanyam, Satyam. Ahankara Chaitanyam or Jeeva Chaitanyam, Pratibimba Chaitanyam, which is formed because of medium, is not real. Therefore, what? Anadhya Vidya Udbhavaha. Because of this Maya, ignorance, this is born. What? Buddhi bimbitaha. Chitaha, buddhi bimbitaha. Chitaha means of this consciousness. The reflection is formed in buddhi. Buddhi bimbitaha means chidabhasaha, formed. I am this prakashaha. Whatever is reflecting in the buddhi, pratibimbitaha prakashaha, that chidabhasa jivaha iti iryate. It is known as jivaha. Iryate means kathyate. Tiryate means katyate. It is said as jivaha. Atma dhiyaha sakshitaya prudhakshitaha. Atma and dhiyaha. I the self am, I am the self. Dhiyaha is antakaranam. Sakshitaya, I know the intellect. I know that is called sakshi. Sakshitaya, I am the witnesser of my antakaranam. So, I am the witnesser of my buddhi, I am witnesser of my ego, I know my mind, I know my buddhi, I know everything. Sakshitaya, witnesser, sthita, prithak sthita. One is satyam, another is mithya. One is permanent, another is impermanent. Prithak sthita. I am higher order of reality. This body, mind, medium has come. This medium born or not? Sula Sariram is born, immediately Sukshma Sariram is there, immediately Chidabhasa is born, Ahankara is born, whatever is born will go away. Therefore, I am is not born, body is born, Sukshma Sariram is born. That is why Pradhakshitaha. Buddha aparichinnaha. Buddha aparichinnaha, when I am not confined in this buddhi medium. When I am not confined in this buddhi medium, when? In sleep, in deep sleep, are you confined in buddhi? That is why you are enjoying the Atma Swarupam there. Therefore, paraha saha, saha jivaha, once he is not confined with this buddhi, He is Paramatma only. Saha jivaha, paraha means Paramatma eva. Upadhi alone is the karanam. Your original face or reflected face, you are. Once you remove the mirror, what will happen? Original remains. Clear? Similarly, this ahankara goes away, aham remains. Much more is there to explain in this sloka itself. I will give that explanation in the next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.